In fact, I'm going to do that guy a favor right now. If your wife drives a Hyundai, I don't know, I guess it would be the smaller Santa Fe, or is the Santa Fe the smaller
one? Tucson.
Tucson's the, okay, that's what it was. It was the smaller SUV of a Hyundai. There was a lady yesterday who I know is cheating on her diet because I was telling the boys about it. I was sitting at 16th Street in Missouri. If you're listening, lady, I saw you. She pounded, and I mean pounded, a double quarter pounder right in her left hand. And I'm looking at this wedding ring on her hand. It's beastly.
Big rock.
And all I'm thinking to myself is I'm kind of staring off at her at the red light like, that poor guy didn't sign up for that. He didn't buy a 6-carat ring for that.
You don't know. Some dudes are into that.
Anyway, so I could tell that she was cheating on her diet. She was pounding this thing. And then right as the light was about to change and it kind of, I finally broke my gaze, I looked back over in her right hand, a brand new quarter pounder with cheese. She wasn't even done with one of eating them. Brady, don't act like you haven't. And then he's got it in his, and so she then.
Not in the car.
She starts to roll forward a little. Well, you've never had to lie to anybody at home that you're trying, which is exactly what she was. I watched those fat people shows. She polishes off the one in her left hand. The right one goes up on the dash. Both little pudgy paws go up on the little Santa Fe steering wheel for a second and then reach to that burger so it doesn't slide off, and then I blew by her. But I know for a fact she was hoarding food, so when she got home, she just had a little dainty salad in front of her husband. Goes, I'm really working on it. I'm working. She broke down completely, and she's going to have ketchup stains all over her face. And
maybe she was working real hard that day. She
you can argue with me all you want. You know what's going on here. This is just you being, I'm going to turn you off. This is contrary nonsense. Let me finish my real story while you try to debate it in your own world. You debate in the corner because this is what really happened, which is what happened. And then she went home and her husband.
Maybe her husband just passed away.
No. But please stop with your nonsense scenario.
Just ran a marathon.
She had chicken grease and ketchup on her face when she got home. Goes, want to just get salads from Mad Greens? And he looked and he goes, Cheryl. You've got food all over your face.
I just broke down. I'm sorry. It's so hard. The pressure in society not to eat 10 cheeseburgers at stoplights is too much. These goddamn models.
Why didn't you get her attention?
Because you couldn't. It wasn't breakable.
You just started honking.
Yeah,
hey,
if I'd have started honking, she'd just eaten faster. I'd have choked her to death. Hey, Mama Cass.
Oh, man.
Hey, I'm your husband's private eye. Good job on the diet.
There's so much societal pressure not to be a fire hydrant.
There's a french fry on my floor over here. You want it?
Oh, she could smell it like a truffle.
Hey, you
do
and
not
the tree.
Feed the animals.
Slow down.
And I know for a fact she was at home 3 minutes prior to that sighting and said, I'm going to run to the drugstore real quick and go get some more diet pills. And she just ran to the McDonald's.
I'm going to eat all this before I get home.
More fenfen.
Nothing
wrong with a little snack before dinner.
It was a little snack.
If she's taking those diet pills, she ain't eating like that.
Two fists. Oh, she's eating them, whatever. She's not eating those diet pills. She's putting those in the toilet. Do you not pay attention to anything? Please. She's not taking diet pills. You can take my story and try to drive it a different direction.
I'm
on the freeway
of judgmental,
life.
John.
That's right, Eric. Now I'm going to judge you right off the air because I'm right.
She could have a tapeworm.
You're off, too. Here we go. Just deal in reality. Deal in reality. So to the husband whose wife seems to be trying, I mean, I watch her. She only eats salads at night. If she drives a Hyundai Santa Fe somewhere on 16th Street in Missouri, check her car. There's fries between the seat and the console, and there's ketchup all over the dashboard because that's where she stores her second burger. It was great stuff. Like a 4-minute drive. I'm like, that's entertainment. Thank you, lardass. What? She's a lardass. She knows. That's why she's piling down a couple double quarter
There's
pounds.
There's plenty of dudes out there doing it, too.
What does that have to do with women? Thanks, Hillary. Anyway, I was talking about one particular lady. That's right, Eric. Let's stand up for all the men who eat like pigs, too. We're morons.
You're just such a jerk about it.
No, just to that fat pig who's lying to herself and her husband. That's the only person being a jerk to. The only one. And you know who's the real jerk there? She is, because he spent about $28,000 on a ring to have his wife not do that. Or she wouldn't be sneaking it in a car at Missouri and 16th Street.
I'm sure his side action's working out all right.
I bet. He's got money.
I want our marriage to work.
That's why she's
Maybe
eating.
She is side action for some.
No
way.
She's
chubby.
Not. No.
Chubby chaser.
Stop it.
Now that is crazy.
I got to get big for it.
Chubby chasers don't hide food in their Santa Fes. They just eat. She was scarfing at Missouri and 16th Street. I've seen the TV shows where the person who's supposedly on the diet is in their car hiding food, and then The producer knocks on the window and goes, are you supposed to be doing this? And they start crying.
My husband thinks I'm looking a little thin.
Nobody says that. Baby, I want you to be a lard ass. Why don't you go out there and pile a couple of quarter pounders in your gullet at a stoplight?
Oh, finally, a man of my dreams.
Nobody says that. There's no show called The Biggest Gainer and a bunch of dudes going, you look great, at the end. We all want them less. Less. Anyway, it's time for your hot releases. Here they come, right on top of you there. If you want them, Eric's got them. TVs, DVDs, video games, all that
TVs.
Stuff. TVs, we'll give them away. We don't know what's out there. All sorts of stuff. Let's hot release.
Gotta go.
Hot release right now, Eric. Give it to me.
Release is brought to you by ELOteam.com. We love our clients. We'll take care of them with a housewarming party after you get in the house, and we'll order all the cheeseburgers you want.
That's right. And it's the fun of improv, Eric. Instead of worrying about fat men in the world, jump on board my story and run.
Sure.
I don't want to be mean to fat people. I'm Eric. I'm never mean to anyone.
I'm a nice guy.
I don't want to hear it. Play along or get off, because this is more fun.
People got me all wrong.
That's right. No, I like the other one better. Go march with
other
your ladies.
One.
Yeah, that's right.
Go march with the ladies. I will. I love
Good.
Ladies.
That's great.
You be anti-lady all you want.
I am right now. You know what it's... You know
anti-one lady.
I'm anti that pig. That's not anti-all pigs. I'm anti-hidden, awful pigs. She was one of them. Hyundai Santa Fe. Missouri.
Busted.
Missouri.
You've
62.
Been busted.
Oh, you've been nailed. It was like I was the host of Cheaters, but instead of D's, she was just throwing Mickey D's in her mouth.
Next week on Cheaters.
Look at this one.
We'll start off with the video games. Batman, The Enemy Within, Episode 4, What Ails You, for the PS4, Xbox One. We got Velocity 2X, Critical Mass Edition, for the PS4. And the one I'm really excited about, Assassin's Creed Origins. We got downloadable content, The Hidden Ones. So it adds on. I've already beat the game like 100%. Been to every location, so this is great.
Wow.
So now I have a whole new area to
That's
explore.
A lot of time. I'm only level 18, and I'm not anywhere close.
Oh, dude. It was ridiculous. Over the vacation, I took care of that sucker. Legendary items all over the place. Other than that, got some PC games out, but I hate PC, so I don't care. Yeah, that's about it.
Nothing really good there.
Netflix, The Adventures of Puss in Boots, Season 6.
Is it done by the actual voices or are they imitations? I don't think Antonio Banderas is really.
Yeah, good. I don't think it is.
I don't like when you can tell.
Also on Netflix, Llama Llama, Season 1. It's a beloved children's book character that has come to life.
As a llama, I'm guessing.
Heartwarming series. Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Llama Llama.
About llama, family, llama, friendship, yeah. And learning new things.
With a llama.
Llama Llama Ding Dong.
And also on Netflix, One Day at a Time, Season 2.
Is it an authentic llama llama? Like when he gets pissed at the kids, does it go right in his face?
Yeah.
I don't think that so. That would be awesome.
That would be great if they if
that
you
looks like a spitter.
Teach your friends to befriend a llama.
Hey, everybody, we're going to be friends
llama,
with this llama.
Mad at mama.
Mommy, look, it's the llama like llama llama.
Yeah, go up. Say hi to it.
It spit on me.
Oh, well, welcome to reality. Llama llama and the bully goat. Michelle Mahone's up your ass, llama. The end.
I feel sad for you, John. You've missed out on all these wonderful
Boy,
children's
have
stories.
I missed
and all
My stories
no
are better.
Kids.
My stories about llama llama are better.
And then the llama llama showed us where to go. Hey, llama llama, please stop doing that.
It's what llamas do.
My daughter has rows and rows of books. I read them to her at night.
Every llama, once in
llama,
a while.
You have any llama llamas?
Just no, for the, we don't have a llama llama.
Just for the adults, and it's never mentioned. Wouldn't it be great if you turned a page, and then the llama took the kids to the bridge. And in the picture, the llama is taking a huge outside. It's never mentioned.
And it's scratch and sniff.
Yeah, it's, well, yeah, but you can scratch it if you want, but it's never like, excuse me, kids, or anything. It's just, that's what llamas do, just they'll be, you'll be in the midst of hanging out with one, and then all of a sudden they dump. At least alpacas do. I had an alpaca farmer next to me in Sholo, and his, go look at those for a minute. And they just stare at you. Do nothing. If you move a little quick, they
Camels
take off.
Camels and llamas spit a lot.
And then they just take them. Huge dumps. Yeah. The alpaca would just stand there and all of a sudden it's like... Boop. And I envy that. I'm like, can you just imagine how great it would be to be a conversation with somebody and just throw one on the ground and nobody says a thing. It's great.
We did get a text from Lamont.
Lamont.
Don't you be talking about my girl, Holmberg. That ring is a cubic zirconial.
Even as a cubic zirconial, it probably cost him about $7,000. The thing was huge. If it was huge on her paw, imagine what it looked like on a human.
It was only $5,000 on the Home Shopping Network.
The band is what was the most expensive.
That's $5,000.
Yeah, he said, oh, by the way, I've worked for Hyundai. All women that drive Santa Fes are completely huge, and the center console comes with candy bars and cheeseburgers.
Hey, you back off. You back off, Hyundai.
Nice cars.
Toledo got it. But, styling one. Sports Santa Fe.
You didn't get the lady edition, though.
No. Lisa can't drive it now.
With 13 hiding spots. She's gonna
13 explode. Hiding spots for your miserable, oppressive husband's weight demands. Put a candy bar here. How about a piece of apple pie here?
I have my pie in my cooling center of my Santa Fe.
New music
out
today.
Wiper fluid. It's chocolate syrup.
Hang your head out the window and fire.
Rick Springfield has an album.
Air conditioning is just a Sunday.
The Snake King.
I'm cool.
Springfield's out.
Yeah.
All right. Even if we go south, I was sure I could haunt you. My mom loves this guy. Loves him. Little demon, I want you. If it wasn't for Rick Springfield's image, he would be
Aussie soap opera superstar.
Yeah, he's kind of got that kind of wimpy soap opera thing, and Jesse's Girl was a cool song and stuff. He's got kind of, I saw him on the show, and I'm like, he's got kind of a cool rock voice, not for now, but for the time. He could have been something, but he was so manufactured.
Whatever hit first.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, he was clearly the guy who was going to get it off of good looks and saleability. But
so you're saying his good looks
What I'm saying is he's talented. And kind of his good looks did cost him a little bit, because I think he's actually really talented. He played the guitar really well. He could sing really well. And they put him in that little pop box and pushed him off. And
let's check out Land of the Blind.
Poor guy.
He could have done a lot better.
Well, it's funny because today I was showing you a couple of they do a history of some of these rockers, their bands before. Like they had a folk trio.
Yeah, the things that were
Lemmy had a boy band.
Yeah, the things they tried before they became who you know them as was, I'm just going for the money.
Yeah.
Anything that hits, I'll take. And then all of a sudden Lemmy's in a hat and then he's this image and he becomes that man. Prior to that, he was in
Bon Scott.
Yeah. Bon Scott was singing nursery rhymes to children, playing drums for some kids group.
How do you release an album in January with a Santa song?
Well, that's why they didn't release it. It's Rick Springfield. It's got no saleability.
Santa is an anagram.
Rick Springfield had the life of a Playboy playmate. It was good for a couple years, and then age kicked his ass, and they're like, we don't need you anymore. But he could sing. I don't know why he's doing Santa songs either. That's a little off.
He's gotten bluesy.
That's a Santa song. They're not trying, really, at that point.
This next guy is a DJ. Larry will probably like this a lot. George Evelyn, but he goes by the stage name Nightmares on Wax.
Ooh. What?
And the album is Shape the Future. From Leeds, England.
What? Right. Right, then.
That's who we were listening to the other day. Bane was a DJ in England.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah, he had a...
He tried that together. First. He wanted to be
and
a rapper.
It sounded very similar to this.
He got a song for you, John Citizen Kane.
Why is this for me? I don't want to control
it. You like
it.
Citizen Kane?
It's like one of the best movies of all time. Yeah, I'm alone in that one. You're right. I really go out on a limb with that. AFI's greatest movie of all time next to The Godfather. You're right. I just like how relevant Citizen Kane is today.
Next up is our crazy friend, Philip Ensemble.
Uh-oh.
And his band, The Illegals.
Uh-oh.
Choosing Mental Illness as a Virtue is the album.
Phil, give me something good, Philly.
Nailed it.
He used to sing, didn't he?
No, he's got Salacious Crumb leading the show now.
I Yeah, so many bands, hard to keep track.
That's
wow.
That's just silly.
Is that metalcore, grindcore?
I don't want to get into it because Marcus is going here and reprimand us.
It's also awful. Let's just put it in the category.
Hardcore.
That's not hardcore. You can understand like
that.
Hardcore.
That's
hardcore
awful metal. That covers a lot.
That's just bad. It's awful. It's just bad music.
Yeah. Next up is Django Django, a British art rock band.
Oh.
All right.
Probably.
Epilepsy.
Tick, 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 tack, 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 tack. It's the Lou Gehrig tick, tack, toe.
Probably better over at the Alt station, I would imagine.
A little bit. I. And set it in my child's house out the baby. That's music for retarded children.
Blah, 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 blah.
Next up is John 5 and the Creatures. John Gordon's a big fan of John 5.
It's a lie.
Is that true, John? Are you?
Yeah. He was in...
He's Zombies.
He was with
guy,
David Lee Roth, Marilyn Manson.
He's Zombies.
Zombie.
Yeah, that's right.
It's Alive is out.
Pretty solid, Johnny. All the way through, yeah. This one's called Season of the Witch.
The opening track is guitars, T's, and monsters.
Huh?
The T word we can't say anymore.
Very English. Different types of T's. Orange, mint,
correct.
Green leaf,
you're
Earl
correct.
Grey. Several T's.
Breakfast T's.
This is driving fast music here.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is I just murdered a guy stuff. Is there vocals?
Yeah. Nope.
No, just all music? Okay.
He's the Joe Satriani of that
kinda
genre.
That was kind of neat.
Plenty of cuts. You got the...
Nope, that's the only one we can hear.
Yeah, I know.
Season of the Witch.
Bore me to tears without somebody telling a story or something, but it's pretty cool to listen to that.
Yeah, I'll have to dig into it. I'm not sure if they maybe has some guest singers on there or something.
John
Five. John Gordon?
Does he have guest singers too?
Sometimes.
But it's mostly all instrumental. Okay. Yeah. I kind of like that.
It's a guitarist's dream album.
Yeah.
Next up is a band that I love. I've seen them a few times. They kind of said F it a long time ago. They did one. Their first album, one of their earlier albums, was like radio friendly, and they said to hell with it. They're done with that. And this one is Catharsis.
Okay,
they've been around for a long time. Machine Head.
They're here this week.
The album cover they got off of your medical site.
It is. Yeah, I can't keep up with the concerts that are showing up. Johnny G tells me they're here this Thursday. Go to the website, 98kpd.com, the Sanderson Ford calendar. There are concerts all over the place. Avatar tonight. Machine Head Thursday. It's a busy week. Take this.
They're badass, man. I kind of wish they would make some more radio-friendly stuff. Their stuff's so good.
All right, I'll have to give that a chance. Machine Head, I like
Maybe
that.
Maybe they're coming back a little bit.
We can give Bastards
a little less killer than the other stuff. I like that.
Great band.
Cool. All right. Machine Head. It's a good release.
And they come out, it's funny because they don't really, they're not into stage, lighting.
They're just going to come yell at you and leave.
They come out like a black background.
See, I like it when a band doesn't need all that stuff and still commands the stage, because some bands don't.
They definitely
do. Mastodon.
Right.
Like, their music's cool, but they bore the crap out of you on stage.
Machine Head's much different. And this is the pick of the week.
Loudness!
Everybody's favorite band from Japan.
Now, before we play this, Loudness was in the 80s, the Japanese metal band, hair band, that could barely speak English, so they still had an accent when they sang.
She wants to run.
Yeah, she could.
Coming on!
Toledo remembers. It's how he lost his virginity.
Oh, you come in here. Bravo, Tindora. Listen, Loudness.
So you had the
you could get laid blasting loudness.
Well, at the brothels in Montana.
Yeah. In Montana? You
right.
kidding?
Because the girls who came over.
It's culture in Montana.
Look, they built the railroads, and then they went and lived in Montana.
Why don't you pay that's true. Oriental and they made
people. That,
right.
That's probably impressive to the ladies.
Very,
there.
Yeah.
Oh, you know my car, Charles.
Oh, they thought that's what you wanted to hear as an American boy. But their accents in the last 30 years have had to clean up. Let's,
well,
we'll let's find out.
Rise to glory.
Yeah.
Nope.
That was crazy, crazy, crazy night.
Crazy night. So they're still bad.
Let me see. I'll try and find that track where you can hear
Crazy
it.
Crazy Nights right
there.
There
it is. There it is.
This is how they kind of kick the door down in those states. Like it was like a bad racist parody of a Japanese
metal speed racer.
I mean, they were just missing
so 80s.
Just missing
awesome.
Buck teeth and coolie hats. So that's so awesome. Racist.
But I think they might have come out in coolie hats in one of their tours.
Of course they did. America
no
made
way.
Them.
I swear to God, I think they did.
I was watching an episode of The Monkees. The Monkees is on Saturday mornings on this channel, and I'm watching an episode of The Monkees, and they were in a fight with this mob-run Chinese restaurant. They always had a caper they had to solve, The Monkees. And the backstage, they had all these white guys in terrible Asian makeup. You could see the tape down in their eyes, and they go, oh, we better go. And every time they talked, they'd bang a gong. And then Mike Nesmith goes, well, the Orientals are a strange people. And I'm like, man, they weren't even trying to be nice. They didn't hire one. They called them the
According
Orientals.
To the internet, you're talking about Monkey Chow Mein.
Yeah, Monkey Chow Mein. It was a great episode. But the Asians were just – and they barely tried with the accents.
Oh, they took it out. They took it down.
It's on Saturday mornings on FETV. It's like channel 323 on DirecTV.
Oh, Mike Farrell.
Mike Farrell is in it. He's one of the FBI agents that tries to break up the Chinese food.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, the makeup is terrible. And the one guy's makeup so bad that it just hangs over his real English eyes. So his English eyes are open underneath there. But, oh, it's so bad. And they treat him like they can't see, so they tie up the monkey's dummy and start to try to get info from it before they realize it's not even a human being. It was a pretty good one. I like the Monkees.
They do not have a release out today.
No.
Maybe next week.
That was the first season. Right?
Yeah, stay tuned.
Monkey Chow Mein was the last episode of season one. That's the cliffhanger for season two. Anyway, there you go.
Well, what happened in season two, John?
And I fooled Megan, too. Well, there was one where Rose Marie from the Dick Van Dyke Show moved into their house because they hadn't paid rent, so they got this lady to live with them, and she was kind of a house mom. So they hook her up with this guy, and they sit him on that. Evidently, the monkey's apartment was beautiful. It was right on the edge of the ocean, you could see. And they have this fake set, and the sunset is beautiful purple. And Megan's sitting next to me, and she goes, is that how it really looks? Just kind of laughing, being sarcastic about it. I'm like, you know, they do have the famous California purple haze. And I heard,
oh, yeah.
And it was all I could do not to laugh because then I saw her phone go up. She was going to look that up. And I'm like, oh, she's going to find out about weed.
I'm going to look that up.
I know. Hit images. You'll find it. You'll find it. It's real.
And their car.
That
awesome.
Car was incredible. Monkeys were cool. That's it, huh? Go by Loudness and Machine Head and confuse everybody at Apple. The algorithms will be thrown completely sideways if you get those two records.
Hey, they're both rock. Come on.
Yeah, but still, one is like, no. Huh? What? No. It's a Japanese boy. Has to be.
Crazy, crazy.
All you're going to do is get ads for rice and math. I think he's Asian. Nobody likes Machine Head and Loudness and isn't from Tokyo. You're going to get Sadahara O baseball ads and Babe Ruth of Japan. There you go. That's your hot release. It's all upon you. Very enjoyable. It's 98 KUPD.
You were right, man. We should do this thing. 98 KUPD.